Hello, I'm Colin Patterson and welcome to Advertiser News for Wednesday the 23rd of January. The Advertiser is today backing calls for a permanent memorial to be built as a tribute to Moira Anderson. The 11-year-old schoolgirl went missing almost 56 years ago. It was thought her remains would be found during a grave exhumation at Old Monkland Cemetery in Coatbridge, but a search proved negative. Now hundreds of local residents want to honour Moira with a fitting tribute. The idea originated on the Only Way is Coatbridge Facebook page and is backed by local politicians this week. Moira's family are said to be touched by the memorial suggestion. Cuts to North Lanarkshire Council's budget of just over £73 million will be decided on Valentine's Day. Councillors have been considering how to make the savings from a list of 281 proposals. They will now meet on February 14 at Council headquarters in Motherwell to make a final decision. The budget meeting was due to take place last month, but was postponed to allow councillors more time to examine the proposals and the public's response to them. It has been almost 11 years, but Airdrie Onions Football Club is set to be liquidated at the end of this month. The club was placed in full liquidation in May 2002 and has remained in this state ever since. Liquidators KPMG now want to bring the process to a conclusion as they say it is no longer cost-effective to keep it going. A final creditors meeting will take place in Glasgow on Thursday the 31st of January at 10 a.m. Amateur footballer Adam Bain was fondly remembered at a special service in Gartcosh on Saturday. Players, officials and villagers paid tribute to the Gartcosh United player at Eastgate following his funeral the previous day. The 30-year-old from Cryston collapsed on the pitch during a game and died in hospital from a suspected brain hemorrhage. Gartcosh are set to play their first match since the tragedy this weekend when they host Glasgow Harp in the Caledonian League. The demolition of a Coatbridge primary school has been delayed after asbestos was found in the building. The former Wiflet primary site was due to be demolished by the end of the month, but the completion date has been pushed back due to the discovery of the dangerous material. Blockbuster Video Store on Wiflet Street in Coatbridge is to be shut after the company went into administration. It's believed five members of staff will be made redundant as a result of the closure. And finally, it's a case of let there be light for a Monklands village. Residents in Upperton are delighted with the new street lighting installed by North Lanarkshire Council after years of pressure. That's all for this edition of Advertiser News. You can read more about these and other stories in this week's paper, which is on sale now. Until next time, thanks for listening.